This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Mananta with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli and United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres agree on the need to drastically reduce greenhouse gas emissions. Prime Minister Oli scheduled to meet several world leaders, including Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, on Sunday. Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Podel and International Monetary Fund Deputy Director for Asia-Pacific Region Rupa Dattagupta discuss economic reforms and investment facilitation in Nepal. And at least 30 people killed in coal mine blast in Iran. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli and United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres have shared the opinion on the need to drastically reduce greenhouse gas emissions. In a meeting held at the UN headquarters in the lead up to the Summit of the Future and 79th UN General Assembly in the USA on Saturday evening, Secretary General Guterres expressed his commitment to lobby with international community for compensating Nepal for the impact of climate crisis it is facing. Secretary General Guterres also emphasized that sufficient climate finance should be provided to mountainous countries like Nepal while working on radical reduction in greenhouse gas emissions. Recalling his visit to Nepal last year, Secretary General Guterres emphasized the need for intensive reform in the global order with a focus on reducing and preventing carbon emissions that have been impacting developing countries. In response, Prime Minister Oli expressed his gratitude to the Secretary General Guterres for visiting Nepal while urging him to take the initiative to deliver climate justice to Nepal. Furthermore, Prime Minister Oli also requested to provide leadership positions to Nepal in the UN peacekeeping force, considering its notable contribution to maintain international peace and security. The Prime Minister also shared that Nepal will soon host the Sagarmatha Dialogue on the agenda of the Himalayan ecosystem and invited the UN Secretary General Guterres to join the dialogue. Earlier today, UN High Representative for Least Developed Countries, Landlocked Developing Countries and Small Island Developing States, Under Secretary General Rabah Fatima, called on Prime Minister Oli at the office of the Nepali Mission. During the meeting, matters relating to enhancing Nepal-UN cooperation, including the promotion of least developed countries' interest in multilateral fora, were discussed. Prime Minister Oli also led the Nepali delegation and addressed a program on parliamentarians for fossil fuel-free as the keynote speaker on Saturday itself. In the program, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli stressed that Nepal is clear in its view that carbon-emitting countries should compensate the non-emitting countries. Prime Minister Oli called on the developed countries of the world to increase funding for future climate adaptation as established by the Paris Agreement. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli, currently in the United States for the 79th United Nations General Assembly, is set to meet with several world leaders today. According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Prime Minister Oli and Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold a bilateral meeting from 5:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. New York time. Similarly, before this, Prime Minister Oli is also scheduled to meet with Bhutanese Prime Minister Dasu Chiring Tobgay. Likewise, Prime Minister Oli will also hold talks with Kuwait's Crown Prince Sheikh Sabah Al Khalid Al Hamad Al Mubarak Al Sabah. In addition, officials from the United Nations Human Rights Council will meet with Prime Minister Oli, and later in the evening, Prime Minister will also interact with members of the Nepali community. Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Podel and Rupa Dattagupta, the International Monetary Fund's Deputy Director for Asia-Pacific Region, held a courtesy meeting today. In the meeting held at the Ministry of Finance, Singha Darbar, the International Monetary Fund Deputy Director Dattagupta said that she has found Nepal's economy was improving. Finance Minister Podel's secretariat stated that IMF Deputy Director Dattagupta expressed that she is encouraged by reforms in the investment facilitation laws, execution of the revenue mobilization strategy, and the implementation of various suggestions related to the economy. In the meeting, Finance Minister Podel said the government is carrying out works in a planned way for consolidating the economy. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Deepak Kharka has instructed relevant bodies to fix issues in the Sunsari Morang irrigation project promptly. During an inspection at Baraha Chetra Municipality 1, Minister Kharka emphasized the need for irrigation in an agriculture-focused country. Minister Kharka called for repairs to non-working equipments and urged that irrigation facilities be extended to farmers. Minister Kharka also reviewed a special method for supplying irrigation water from the Kosi River, noting that only one of two machines is functioning. Likewise, Minister Kharka also directed the office to repair the damaged equipment and explore new technology alternatives. The International Union for Conservation of Nature and its World Commission on Environmental Law have called for the removal of certain provisions added to Nepal's National Parks and Wildlife Protection Act 2029 Bikram Sambat. The World Commission on Environmental Law specifically criticized subsections in Section 5 and 6 of the Act, stating that these additions could undermine Nepal's conservation efforts and harm its global reputation. Chair of the Commission, Dr. Ravi Sharma Aryal, emphasized concerns over Section 5, which allows the government to designate highly sensitive areas within national parks. Section 6 also raises issues by permitting human intervention and resource exploitation under the guise of investment. The World Commission on Environmental Law has urged the amendment and removal of these provisions to maintain proper environmental protections. The Socialist Front Nepal is going to organize political training program in all seven provinces. A leader of the front, Pramesh Hama, said the provincial level training will be conducted focusing on the current political situation of the country and the international situation. The training will focus on issues such as people's rights, social development, as well as organizational development. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. Iranian state television reported on Sunday that an explosion at a coal mine in eastern Iran has killed at least 30 people and injured another 17. According to Al Jazeera, the blast took place due to a methane gas leak at a coal mine in Tabas, some 540 kilometers southeast of the capital Tehran. It is estimated that at least 69 workers were working in one of the mine's tunnels when the sudden gas leak occurred on Saturday night, according to the report. State TV later said 24 were believed to be trapped inside, with 28 other people who escaped alive were sent for hospital treatment. Iran's new president, Masoud Pezeshkian, said he ordered all efforts be made to rescue those trapped and aid their families. Iranian president also said an investigation into the incident has begun. At least 4 people have been killed and dozens injured in a mass shooting in Birmingham, England. Birmingham police officers said multiple shooters fired multiple shots on a group of people in the Five Point South area of the city. According to the BBC, police found the bodies of 2 men and 1 woman at the scene, and a 4th victim died of bullet wounds in hospital. A barrage of rockets was fired into northern Israel from Lebanon, with Hezbollah targeting industrial and military sites overnight. The Israel Defense Forces reported that most of the 105 rockets were intercepted, but some homes were hit and air raid sirens sounded throughout the night. Hezbollah stated it fired the rockets in retaliation for last week's attacks using pagers and walkie-talkies. Israeli forces also raided Al Jazeera's offices in Palestinian city Ramallah, ordering a 45-day closure. A leftist Sri Lankan politician, Anura Kumara Dissanayake, is leading Sri Lanka's presidential election. The election on Saturday is the first to be held since mass protests unseated the country's leader, Gotabaya Rajapaksha, in 2022 after the country suffered its worst economic crisis. According to the BBC, Dissanayake promised voters tough anti-corruption measures and good governance messages that have resonated strongly with voters who have been clamoring for systematic change since the crisis. The latest results on Sunday morning show Dissanayake had won 42% of the votes counted. A candidate needs 51% to be declared the winner. Opposition leader Sajid Premadasa is in second place with nearly 32% of the total vote. President Ranil Wickremesinghe, who is seeking a second term, has so far received 16%, while Namal Rajapaksha, the nephew of the ousted president, has caught close to 3%. Now on to some sports update. Nepal will face Canada under the ICC Men's World Cup League 2 underway in Canada today. The match is being held at the Maple Leaf Northwest ground in King City in Canada in the evening. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in all provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli and United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres agree on the need to drastically reduce greenhouse gas emissions. Prime Minister Oli scheduled to meet several world leaders, including Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, on Sunday. Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudal and International Monetary Fund Deputy Director for Asia-Pacific Region, Rupa Datta Gupta, discuss economic reforms and investment facilitation in Nepal. And at least 30 people killed in coal mine blast in Iran. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 p.m. in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.